One of the things that a lot of us learn at a young age isn't the most complicated thing to do, but it isn't always the easiest to keep up with in our busy day-to-day adult lives. Eating fruits and vegetables doesn't have to be hard. Balance of Nature's produce is powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, which stabilizes the maximum nutrient content. After, they are put into all natural vegan capsules, so you can take your daily fruits and vegetables in just a few seconds. Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
The best you can hope for in the news business at this point is the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. But there are always limits. And you know that if you bump up against those limits often enough, you will be fired for it. That's not a guess. It's guaranteed. Every person who works in English language media understands that. The rule of what you can't say defines everything. It's filthy, really, and it's utterly corrupting. You can't have a free society if people aren't allowed to say what they think is true. Speech is the fundamental prerequisite for democracy. That's why it's enshrined in the first of our constitutional amendments.
Why experts are using this week to raise awareness and show the importance of knowing the facts as you are scrolling, tapping, and clicking through websites and social media.
So we have a few phrases that if you see these phrases online, you should just take a minute before sharing that information. So we call it like take a pause.
Those red flag phrases are let that sink in. The media won't report this. Make this go viral. Do your own research, and there are no coincidences.
I played those last week and still thinking about those five phrases. You know, when you hear do your own homework, that's evil. You should never want to do your own homework. Just listen to CBS, NBC, and all the news outlets that repeat their stories. Okay, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. It's just Monday.
I'm with you. Dr. Pesta will join us in the next hour. But let me say, the only thing Tucker got wrong was that we're a republic, not a democracy. But the deal is he was right about censorship in America. And the fact that MSN will tell you that if you hear there aren't any coincidences and don't do your own homework, don't look. Don't look under that rock. You're bad if you look under that rock. Take a pause and wait before you look under that rock. You don't want to see what's under that rock. I know you're sitting there thinking, are you kidding me? But yes, they came out with that and they told people, do not, under any circumstances, if anybody says do your own homework, don't do it.
You know, you said the only thing Tucker got wrong was we're a republic, not a democracy. I don't give anybody slack on that. Yeah. There is a huge difference between a democracy and a republic.
Yeah,
he got it way wrong.
Yeah.
And how can you trust someone that gets that wrong?
I know. Tell me about it. We're definitely a republic, but every news organization in the country will print word democracy. It's a lie. We're not a democracy.
If we're a democracy, mm-hmm. it means we don't elect representatives.
Right.
Because in a democracy, right. you don't have
representatives. And they don't have to listen to us.
Yeah.
Wow. We have a lot of news to cover. Some sad news. I mean, all kinds of news. The newest update. And it's hard because this gentleman's one of my favorites. He passed away over the weekend. And Dr. Batar has been on this show numerous times, and he, in an interview, talked about the fact that he thought he was being poisoned. I spoke with Carrie Madej over the weekend. We texted back and forth about this. She had actually contacted him in the afternoon, right before he passed away, And he was planning a speaking thing in 2024. Asked her to speak.
Must not have been too ill.
He's been on our show numerous times. He's my go-to doctor for cancer, autism. I mean, this guy's brilliant. Brilliant. 57 years old. I want to play a clip for you. And this was his last interview. One of the last interviews he did. Let me play a short clip for you. Here we go. This is Dr. Bitar, who passed away over the weekend. And yeah, he was in great health. I mean, really fit guy, although he'd had some symptoms that he thought were poisoning symptoms. And so here we go.
I went through a very difficult personal health challenge a few months. I was in the ICU. I had been poisoned with this 200 times the amount of what's in the vaccinations. And I've said publicly, you know, you'd have to shoot me in the head with lead, i.e. a bullet, because I'm never going to take the vaccine. So I was actually intentionally poisoned. And part of it was, I believe, right before that CEO, right after that CNN interview. But regardless of what happened, the message I want people to know is remember the importance of exercising free will. And then also, as a default, as a backup, slow down and remember that God is in control. And that's all you need to worry about. The rest of it, become as self-sustainable as you can. Grow your own food. Try to do whatever you can, because the next thing that's going to happen, it's not going to be another pandemic with a virus, because they know that they've used that up and nobody's going to believe it. So now the next thing is going to be climate change. And then it's going to be the currency of the world. And then it's going to be some other emergency. They're always trying to create these emergencies. But again, remember, just slow down and remember that God's in control. And soon, I don't know whether it's going to be a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. I have no idea. But their time is coming to an end. And, you know, when people talk about end of times, I believe this is the end of times. But it's not the end of times of, like, the end world's going to end. I believe it's an end of an era of thousands of years and the new time now where humans are truly going to be in a different place, where abundance will be accepted and understood by everyone, where things that have been hidden from us, things that we say are...
They cut it right there, but let me just tell you, wise words coming from somebody that I respect, highly, highly respect. He was out there in April of 2020 trying to warn people about what he thought was going on, and he was right. There was a CNN interview. Now, he said that he thought that poisoning occurred right after the CNN interview, so let me play a little bit of that, and you'll hear Anderson Cooper at the end mocking him, okay? Here's his CNN interview.
You think Dr. Fauci is involved in some kind of plot to kill millions of people? I just want to make sure I understand.
Again,
this.
Drew, I'm a reasonable person. You're asking me what I think, and I said it could be this, but I can tell you that Dr. Fauci is not an innocent bystander. He's very well aware of what he's doing, and the extent of it and his involvement, I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. I think that the COVID vaccine is very effective at what it was designed for, perhaps, but it's not preventing death, certainly not.
It's not preventing death?
No. People don't die from COVID. You've already seen the data. So why are we getting a vaccine that causes more deaths than the problem itself?
6.34 billion doses of this vaccine have been given. If you're right, people be dropping dead all around this hotel.
It's not orchestrated to do that. Each vaccine has been geared up. So you can look at the ingredients of the vaccines themselves. It's all been published. We already see thousands of people dying. This Delta variant is all vaccine injury. I mean, the CDC's own data is showing that now.
I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as a worse time in history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I hope I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going to die?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this guy, but how I'm stunned that he still has a license. But I mean, this is just incredible, the stuff that this guy is saying.
Yeah. So Anderson Cooper, and boy, what a bold interview. Anderson Cooper at the end talks about how does he still have his license? What's amazing to me is that they couldn't say, well, this doctor has a different opinion. They had to deem it and judge it and tell you, the listener, that it was bad and wrong for him to say this, that he should lose his medical license over this. It makes me, I was ill all weekend over Dr. Bitar's death. Do I feel something sinister went on? Yes, I do. I do. I don't know how else it could have happened. But that CNN interview, he did many CNN interviews. Wow. Good for him. Bold. Very bold.
They have to demonize the truth tellers. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, people are going to see it as the truth.
I know. So isn't that interesting that a news or, well, do you call CNN
news? No.
They had to demonize, not just say, well, that's your opinion. I guess we don't know because the thing's brand new, right? It was brand new, hadn't been on the market yet. Dr. Pitar goes on to say that what he feels is going to happen from this, and lo and behold,
he was right.
There's deaths happening all over the country, young people dying like never before. This is insane. And is it a ticking time bomb? I think it is too. Am I going to be demonized for saying that as well?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, I guess we'll see in 3 years, just like Dr. Pitar said. I guess we'll see in 3 years. The one strange thing that I thought was a little strange about the obituary they had for him was that his wife was not mentioned in the obituary. I thought that was a little strange. But other than that, they're having a private ceremony for him. And that should have never happened. He had a speaking tour planned. And I don't want to, it's hard to speculate about his death because I don't know. He offered up the fact that he felt he was poisoned, out of his own mouth. So that's not speculating when he thought he had been poisoned. And when the doctor he went to that he trusted said, yeah, you've got a poisoning going on in your system. And he didn't know that where that was coming from. So that's from his own mouth. So I don't like to speculate, but my gosh, he was in great health before all this. So I just, it devastated me because that's my go-to. I mean, I've talked with him. I put up a picture of him and I together on Facebook over the weekend. You have these certain guests that come on and then you just are always blown away. It's like Dr. Lee Merritt, same thing, you know, but Dr. Pitar was the cancer and autism doctor, the one that you could trust because so many of them have been annihilated.
Yep.
They're dead. So many doctors that spoke out on autism. Do you guys remember I had Aaron from Health Nut News, who's Dr. Mercola's kind of spouse-ish, live-in, whatever. Anyway, she, remember all the 100 doctors that just had suddenly died? 2016, 2017, that was really strange circumstances and stuff. And then we get 2020 and all this going on. Anyway, it makes me sad. It broke my heart. And I know many of his colleagues were also very, very devastated over what happened because it was so shocking. So his family put out a bulletin on it over the weekend. I'm on his subscriber list and got an email about it, but I was really blown away. It's so sad to see somebody somebody so brilliant and brave go like that. And I loved his last words of wisdom, God's in control, but take heed. Like, don't take what they're saying and believe in it. Because look at the news, quote unquote, and how they demonized him for his opinion. He's not allowed to have an opinion. You can only have a medical license if you agree with Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Wow. Haven't seen Dr. Fauci around for a while. Have you?
No.
No, he hasn't been on the news. Anyway.
Well, you know, once they get caught, they disappear.
I know. I'm just sickened over this. I know you guys are too. We have a lot going on today. We have the FBI needs to be held accountable for all that they did. FBI now stands for following Biden's instructions. And not just Biden, it's the entire deep state. And so there's so much going on with that too we need to discuss, but 15-minute cities too is really in the news as well. So there's a lot here to unpack, but I had to talk about Dr. Pitar because he was such a great man and such an honest man. And you could feel it when you spoke with him in person. And I really love that about him. And he will be so missed. I will end up playing a show of his soon because he had a lot of words of wisdom for people, and he was right on the money. There's very few that that get it, and he was one of them that got it and was willing to speak out about it. The White House, Trump actually, he visited Trump several times. The family had called him, said, "Come, Trump's family." Anyway, when 2020 broke out, it was on the down low, but he was telling me about it. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You could stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show.
No, I stand.
Dr. Batar, a guest on our show numerous times, passed away over the weekend and still trying to figure out how and why and what happened. But some people reporting he had a heart attack, some people reporting other things. I'm not quite sure what had happened, but we'll see. And it's really sad news for all of us because he was a truth teller. I also wanted to mention Balance of Nature. That is the product you get when you want to get healthy. Do you want to get healthy? That's my question. Do you want to get healthy? You know, there's some things we can do. There's some control we still have over our bodies and what goes in them. And I'm telling you that this product, like no other food supplement out there, can deliver nutrition to your body that's desperately needed to your body and by your body. Look, this is three veggie caplets and three fruit caplets. They devised a system of taking the phytonutrients out of the fruits and vegetables, taking the air and water out and leaving you with the phytonutrients. That's what goes into the capsules. Take them every day. You're going to see a difference in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Why not just try it? Why not just see if that can work for you? And, go to balanceofnature.com, code word Kate, please. And when you put in the code word Kate, my first name, you help the show to stay on the air and also get 35% off and free shipping. It's worth doing. I wouldn't tell you this if it wasn't. It's worth doing. Let me give you something that Dr. Batar said. He said, they can't take my name. They can't take my degree. They can't take my knowledge out of my head. They can't take anything from me. The only thing they can take is my life. And if they take my life, that's okay. Then I become a martyr. Yeah. I just...
Great way to think.
I know. I've seen a lot of good people go. A lot of good people. Dr. Zelenko, him. It's hard. It's hard. And it's hard for me to talk about it because it's scary. And his colleagues are also very nervous. You know, there's been a lot of people that have spoken out.
Yep.
He felt like he did that CNN interview a year ago, and he felt like since then, the problems he was having was due to the poisoning that he himself said was happening to him. Mm-hmm. So, not speculation. Anyway, listen, we'll come back. We should talk about the FBI. There's zero accountability. They've lost so much respect for the feds, and it's probably a good thing. We can see right through them now, can't we? Also, 15-minute cities, and there's a couple of things too. Go on the break. Go look at the Google flag. Go look at the Google little, what do you call that? The little cartoon they put out every day for Google?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just go look at that. I want to talk about that for a moment. Go, just put in google.com and see what comes up. The picture. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.